Good morning and welcome to Catalate. Chuck Meter here at the Kirkside Cafe. I hope you enjoyed that extra hour of sleep this past weekend as we gained an hour, as we fell back in time, so to speak. Well, it's Monday now and you should be well rested after enjoying a good Sabbath day, resting in the mercies of our Lord and attending worship. What a privilege that is, dear friends, that we can take leave of our worldly occupation and spend time on those spiritual matters and get recharged for the week. So we are at 44 in the Heidelberg Catechism. Why is it added, he descended into hell? Now, before we answer that question, it might be worth our time to go back a little bit in the Catechism to a question that asks us what we are to believe. Question 22. What then is it necessary for a Christian to believe all that is promised us in the Gospel, which the articles of our Catholic undoubted Christian faith teach us in summary? Then question 23 asks, what are those articles? And the answer is articulated as the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty, and from there he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. So from there, we looked at how the articles were divided into three parts, first being God the Father and our creation, the second, God the Son and our redemption, and third, God and the Holy Spirit, our sanctification. And so for the last few weeks, we've been looking at the articles of that creed. And now we come to this one. Why is it added, he descended into hell? And that is a tricky one because there are some who believe that Christ literally descended into hell. But the answer here is that in my greatest temptations, I may be assured that Christ my Lord, by his inexpressible anguish, pains, and terrors, which he suffered in his soul on the cross and before, has redeemed me from the anguish and torment of hell. And as always, we find scripture support for these statements. Isaiah 53:10 tells us, yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him, he has put him to grief. When you make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. Matthew 27:46. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lamena sabachthani. That is, my God, why have you forsaken me? And then Psalm 18:5, the sorrows of Sheol surround me, the snares of death confronted me. And Psalm 116:3, the pains of death surround me, and the pangs of Sheol lay hold of me. I found trouble and sorrow. So there are those who think that this statement in the Catholic Creed, the Apostles' Creed, should be stricken because he doesn't literally descend into hell. But the point here is, and we know he didn't literally descend into hell because he told the thief that he would be with him in heaven upon their death. So we know that could not happen if he was spending time in hell. But the point is, Christ experienced hellish anguish. Christ was forsaken by the Father, and he felt the pain of the wrath of God. Pain that you and I will never, never experience. All because of our Lord Jesus Christ. So because we've been spared of that, beloved, how we ought to rejoice and praise God for that amazing grace and to walk with him today and all this week and act as walking epistles, ambassadors of our Lord Jesus Christ.